Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring? Hello?
Yes, hi. My name is Jessica.
Jessica, hi, Jessica. So again, the call is being recorded here. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yes.
Okay, and just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear. What kind of cancer was it?
Ovarian cancer, sorry.
It's okay. Ovarian.
It's like I keep hearing like a echo. Okay, yes.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed with that? What month and year?
February 12th, 2024.
Okay, I'm sorry again to hear. Do you know the diagnosing doctor's name that diagnosed you?
Yes.
Okay. What's their name?
Mark Miller.
Okay. And what city is he in?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore. Okay. Let's see here. Was he on... Belvedere Ave?
Yes, 2401 West Belvedere Avenue.
Okay, perfect. And let's see here. So you were diagnosed in Maryland?
Yes, I'm in, yes, Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay. And then did you use the hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, I use it about 5.
5 times per year. Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
And then, do you know anyone else who was diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
No.
Okay. No worries. And then, next year, the product information. So, what state did you use the hair relaxer in?
You said it was state?
State, yes. Was it Maryland?
Oh, yes. Okay, yes. Okay. Well, if yes, Baltimore, Maryland, yes.
Okay, sorry
Maryland,
about that. Yes. And then, do you know what year, and this is best to your knowledge, what year you first started using it?
Sorry, excuse me. In 2011.
2011?
Mm-hmm.
And then what year is the last year you used it?
February 2024.
Okay. So... roughly 13 years total. And then did you use the treatment in a salon, home, or both?
In the salon, in different salons.
Okay. And then next year, do you know what brand was used?
Yeah, L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
L'Oreal. And then, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? Yes, because you said you were using it for roughly 13 years.
So you sound like one of the symptoms. I'm sorry, explain it again now.
The question, I know this one's a little weird. It's, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly?
So then it would be yes then, yeah. If I was in 2024.
Yes, thank you. And then I know that one's very weird. But next year, the medical treatment, do you know what type of treatment you received, like chemo, radiation, surgeries?
Oh, like my treatment?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did chemotherapy, immunotherapy. I had a complete hysterectomy surgery.
Okay. And that was in 2024, February or March maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. And then were you treated by the same doctor, Dr. Mark Miller?
No.
No? Different doctor?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Who is the treatment doctor?
You're going in and out. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Who is the treating doctor?
Oh, my treating doctor. Oh, Kimberly Levinson.
Kimberly Levinson?
Mm-hmm. L-E-V-I-N-S-O-N.
Okay. On Caroline Street?
She's at GBMC.
GBMC.
Greater Baltimore Medical Center. That's
okay.
The hospital she's at. 6701 North Charles Street.
That was Charles Street?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And then next year, the injured party information. So you said you were diagnosed with the ovarian cancer. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, and then Jessica, is that J-E-S-S-I-C-A?
Mm-hmm.
And then can you spell your last name for me?
Yes, it's O-G-U-N-S-O-L-A.
Okay, perfect. Excuse me. And then we have your email here. It looks like it's your first name, last name at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then is the 443-251-9256 your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
1501 Ramblewood Road.
Oh, it's 1501?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1501. And then what was the street name?
Ramblewood Road.
Lambert Wood?
Ramble. R-A-M-B-L-E-W-O-D. That's Ramblewood Road.
Road. And Baltimore?
Mm-hmm.
And then zip code 21239?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then there would be a medical record for you, at least with a doctor, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And if they'll request the records, but if they needed your assistance with obtaining them, are you able to send them electronically or via mail?
Yes.
Okay. And then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Do you have to, or?
You don't have to. It's up to you.
No, I don't need one.
No? Okay. No worries. And then, and then what is your date of birth for the medical record release forms?
6/29/88.
And again, it was 6/29/1988?
Yeah.
Okay. And then your social?
It's 220-217917.
And again, it was 220-217917?
Yeah.
Okay. And then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bear with me. Thank you.